Welcome to the Music Maker Podcast. This is where we dive deep into the art of music creation, discussing the intricacies of music production, mindset, and the music industry, while connecting you with your favorite artists in order to help you on your own musical journey. I'm your host, Flash89. Let's get into it.
Yo, what is up? Welcome to another episode of the Music Maker Podcast. And this episode, we're actually going to be doing it solo, just you and me. I wanted to do a bit of a switch up, right? This episode is titled White Belt Mentality. And while I've really enjoyed interviewing, you know, friends of mine, bringing them on the show and, you know, going deep into their journey and seeing what value we can get from, you know, just listening to them and their thought process and, you know, what they've done in their musical careers, but also provide you with smaller bite-sized episodes that of topics that I think are that have really helped me in my career or that, you know, I think might help you. Because sometimes, I don't know about you, but me personally, I love a deep conversation. However, I don't always have the energy to listen and give my full attention. And I really, you know, I might be on the way to work with 20 minutes. And so I think I'm going to spread some shorter episodes in between. Now, this episode is, the topic is going to be based on a white belt mentality. And what do I mean by that is having a white belt mentality is going into everything as if you're a brand new learner. You know, for instance, if you were doing jujitsu or something like that, you're a white belt, you're getting tapped out by everyone, but you're open, you're just trying to take all the information in that you can. You're learning from your instructors and learning from the people that you're rolling with to get better, and so you're not getting tapped out left, right, and center. And that same process in anything we do, and being creative in particular. I had to go through this recently where, you know, I'd hit a point in my music production where at one stage I felt comfortable and confident in what with my skills, which is great. However, I got complacent with the way I was making music. And, you know, I thought like, oh, look, I know how to do this. I don't need to learn anymore. And it wasn't out of a sense of arrogance or anything like that. It was just, I was comfortable. I was in my comfort zone. And I found that I plateaued, and you almost feel like you get worse. You maybe not get worse, but if you're not improving all the time, your records definitely suffer. And I found that. So I went back to the drawing board, so to speak. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go back to watching tutorials and learning again and starting fresh when I was a brand new, when I was learning music production. So, because when I was learning, the way I started, you know, you had to get on music forums. There wasn't many tutorials around, so particularly in the styles that I was trying to make or wanted to make. So I had to get on music forums with other like-minded producers and learners and just discuss like, hey, I've got this issue. How do I fix this with, you know, my EQing, or does anyone use this or things like that? And other producers would chime in and go, yeah, I use this, or this is a way about it. You'd have different levels of experience on those forums. That was actually the Potty Mouth Music Forum. If anyone is interested, that's gone back a while now, and like over 10 years or something like that, probably. But yeah, no, the point is, you know, you're hungry to learn. You're just eager to learn anything you can. And these days, tutorials are so big, so are everywhere. We're really lucky to have such good quality music production lessons just at your disposal at things like on websites like faderpro.com. Or Mixtank is another good one with some really good tutorials from some really talented house producers that I look up to in particular. So that's really cool. And yeah, I found with my music production, I was like, you know what? I don't know everything, far from it. And I've definitely got lots of areas that I can improve. So I went back to the drawing board, as I said, started watching tutorials, learning again as if it was day dot one. And yeah, I just found that in that time, because I was open to it and I had this white belt mentality again of just wanting to learn any information that I could to get better. And I found it really improved my music productions. It got me through some real creative blocks, and I started using some different techniques. I'd watch a tutorial, go, oh, I never thought of doing it that way, or I should, you know. I thought my way was pretty effective, but a little tweak here and now that's gotten me quicker and my creative flow is a lot quicker. So definitely something to consider. And now I try and approach that with everything I do. rather than getting so like, oh, you know, I know this or I'm comfortable with this. No, like you can learn from anything and anyone, depend, no matter the level, whether they're an absolute weapon and they're, you know, a touring artist and producer and they've been releasing for years. Obviously, you can learn a lot from them. But on the other end of the spectrum, you can learn things from, you know, early, less experienced producers. They might have maybe a plugin because they're, you know, they're trying to learn as much as they can. They might have a plugin that you've never heard of. And you're like, oh, damn, that's actually pretty handy. I really could use that. So can learn that from anything in dance music, I reckon. And in particular, this has definitely gotten me, I guess it's helped me in a number of ways. I've learned new skills, but it's improved my workflow. It's got me out of creative blocks where I felt stuck. And sometimes when you're not being productive and writing records, it's really good just to not have to finish something and just watch someone. So it just, because as you're watching someone else produce, it gives you ideas. I reckon every single time I'm watching a new tutorial, I get around 10 minutes in and I feel the compulsion to open up a project and start making a record. And I've literally written records as I'm going through a tutorial. And it sounds nothing like the actual tutorial. It's just I'm using the steps and processes that they're doing and recommending or showing their way of doing it. So I go, all right, I'll give that a crack. And then it's feeding into my workflow already. And then before I know it, I've got a whole record or a new idea that I can finish. So yeah. So just going in with a white belt mentality, you know, setting your ego aside or getting out of the comfort zone and doing it that way. So I found that really beneficial for my creative process and making music, and definitely something to consider. Just go into everything with an open mind and learn anything you can. And I reckon that can definitely help. So yeah, let me know what you reckon. If you had any value from that, from this episode and the topic of having a white belt mentality, and give us a review on Spotify or just give us a shout on socials. It'd be cool to link up and just know if you've got any value from this episode. So thanks, guys. I'll see you next time. You've been on the Music Maker Podcast, and this is Flash 89 signing out.
Thank you for listening to the Music Maker Podcast. If you liked the show, feel free to share this episode or leave a review. You can also personally reach out to myself on Instagram and let me know your thoughts at Flash 89 Music.